All right, it is at 9:47. You're listening to Weekend Breakfast. Great to have you with us this morning. My next guest, Michaela Fay, singer-songwriter from Cape Town. According to her Facebook page, her lyrics are accompanied by old-school jazz harmonies, sassy R&B riffs and dark electronic pop hooks. That sounds right up my alley. She's on the road this morning, but has found time to chat to us, and for that we are exceedingly grateful. Welcome, Michaela. Hello.
Hello, Sarah Jane. It is so lovely to finally meet you.
I am so excited. You have been in my mental inbox organizer for so long. Yeah. And then I said to my producer, Vicky, please, can we get Michaela on? Please, can we just do that? Because I see you on Instagram all the time. And it's lovely. You're on the road. Where are you?
We have just come back from the most gorgeous holiday. We went to Nature's Valley, we went to Wilderness, we went to Cape Agulhas, where I have a family holiday home. So we just stopped at Caledon. I'm doing the truly quintessential South African thing.
You're at
I'm
the spa,
sitting
aren't
at Wimpy.
You're at the
having a Wimpy breakfast.
I love it. Oh, that trip, when you described your trip then, both Vicky and I went, that just sounds absolutely glorious. Are you someone who finds nature and beautiful spots and things like that creatively inspiring, Michaela?
Definitely. I mean, I think I'm realizing the older I get that nature is a lifeline.
Yep.
It's so important. It's so important to get out of the space of just media hype and technological distractions. So I do find my mind wandering, my voice wandering when I'm in beautiful spaces. I mean, we went to this incredible waterfall in Wilderness, and it's just like, my mouth was just on the floor. It's just like, how do we live in such a beautiful country? That's what I ask myself. With climates and just beauty all around us.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Listen,
yeah.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about music. Let's talk about inspiration. What's the age that you were at, Michaela, where you went, you know what? I like this music gig and that's what I want to do.
Probably at five.
Right. Okay. And what was the background to that? Are you from, is it like the Von Trapp family of Faze? What's going on musically with you?
I think it skips a generation, to be honest. My parents are not particularly musically inclined, although they might disagree if they're in the room. But I mean, I come from a family line of opera singers and marimba players and like just weird and wonderful, very artsy kind of people. So I've just been very, very fortunate to have a gift of song. And at a very young age, when my mom used to sing little lullabies for me, I used to cry when she was singing out of key.
I thought that's not where I thought you were going with that. I thought you were going to say the tone of her voice was so beautiful,
clear.
It moved me. No.
It was quite clear from a young age that music was my thing, and no one was really going to stand in my way. So yeah, I started very early with classical piano and flute, and then moved to jazz studies at university. I studied at UCT and composition. Yeah, and then I started getting involved in the electronic world and production world as well, and I found kind of hybridized form of who I am through all of that.
In terms of musical inspirations, I mean, I think a lot of us are formed initially by the music that our parents listen to. And then obviously the older you get, you start feeling out your own musical inclinations. So what were yours? What were your earlier inspirations musically?
Celine Dion.
Really?
Oh, yes. I sang My Heart Will Go On at so many like school functions and stuff. That's when I first knew that I had the power to make people cry, and I knew it came with great responsibility. And then as I grew older, I mean, I started listening to a lot of contemporary jazz and alternative R&B. And I mean, look, I also grew up in like the punk scene, like Blink 182, Sum 41, like shouting in the car and like pretending not to know the swear words in the song. Like, that was definitely part of it too. And now I'm into kind of alternative pop and just kind of drawing from things that I love, which could be a song, it could be an album, it could be an artist that particularly inspires me. It changes all the time.
What are you listening to at the moment? What's on your, I was going to say your record player, and that ages me horribly. What are you listening to?
I really love Remy Wolf. She is crazy. She
I
is
keep
so
hearing this
cool.
name come up, and I don't know who this is, so I think I'm going to have to find out because people keep mentioning.
She is a kaleidoscope.
Okay.
She is a kaleidoscope of color. Her sound, her personality, her vibe, what she kind of exerts and puts out into the world.
She
it's
is who
cool.
I'm thinking of. She was the American. She did American Idol in a few years
yes.
ago. And I like her vibe, but I just don't know about her musically. I've just Googled her and it's like, it is who I'm thinking of. All right, so that's what you're listening to at the moment. What are you doing at the moment musically? Where are you at musically yourself?
So I've built a kind of production-based studio at my place. Mm. So I've started producing for other artists, and I produce most of my own music myself as well, and in collaboration with other artists. So it's a really cool space for me to have, because I can really work from home, and I can hopefully make people also feel comfortable in the space. So that's kind of my goal at the moment, is developing that into a really, really safe space that other artists can come to me as well, and we can collaborate and make music and just not feel the pressure of life too much.
Talk to me about that collaborative process, particularly then as a producer, because you have to, I imagine that you, it's a very fine balance between this is my vision as a producer and this is what the artist wants, and how much of my own, you know, if I was doing this song, I'd do it in this way, but how does that work? I've always been fascinated by musical collaborations in that way.
I think a producer is like a psychologist, and I think what they're there to do is they're there to talk and to kind of get an idea and feeling as to what that person is about. Like, and that only really comes from talking candidly with one another and getting to know one another on a personal level. And then, hello,
yes.
Oh, you can still hear. Yeah. And then you're so quiet. I was like, oh no.
No, I'm in thrall.
And then you can kind of take it from there. And then maybe that person says one thing and you go, ah, there's something there. There's something personal and real and visceral that we can go with there. And then that's kind of how you start that flow.
Yeah.
And you're kind of there as a conduit. I think collaboration is so important. I think it's something that, like, I've been missing a lot of over the last couple of years.
Sure.
Especially with COVID. And I think, like, in terms of giving me purposeful direction, I think people are what make music.
Mm.
And we're very lucky to be in a technological realm where we can create things in the box, as it were.
Yeah.
And then we can kind of mimic and imitate things on the go. But it's that synergistic, energistic kind of flow that creates something real.
I love that. Listen, I want to make sure that we've got time. We're going to play your track, I Don't Want Your Baby. I want to make sure we've got time to play that. Are you working on anything new, and where can we find your music?
I'm working on a second EP, and it might actually be a broader body of work for this year, which I'm very excited about.
Sure.
You can find my debut EP as well as singles and collaborations on all the DSPs, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, and as well as on YouTube. I've got quite a few music videos that I've had a lot of fun creating, especially I Don't Want Your Baby, that was directed by Tom Willow.
Love it. I absolutely love that video. Please go and watch it, everyone. It's on YouTube. Listen, as soon as that AP is ready to be delivered and birthed into the world, will you come back on the show and we can explore it?
Please, I would love to.
In the meantime, have a healthy, happy, wonderful 2022. Have a safe return back to the Mother City. Michaela Faye, this has been a treat for us all.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry, baby, no, I don't want your baby.
Oh, I absolutely love that. That's I Don't Want Your Baby by Michaela Faye.